So tell me, Haley, why are you crying?
I don't want the school year to be over.
You don't want the school year to be over? You don't want summer?
I
want
to go to school.
But you get to have summer. You don't have to go to school. I think you're the only one that doesn't want summer to come.
That's the truth. We don't get any kind of break, and I want summer to come. As a kid, when you were in school, I mean, summers in the UK, is it similar to summers here or no?
Do you get
a summer break?
Yeah, but it doesn't happen until normally it's like the last week, coming up for the last week in July, you finish, like around about the 23rd, 24th, and then you go back like beginning of September. It's short. It's not very long.
That is really short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not long. Six weeks.
When I was a kid, we had the park program. Mm-hmm. So there's like 5 or 6 blocks in my neighborhood that would go to this park program. You were there all day.
Yeah.
You'd meet up with your friends at night. You'd play like Cops and Robbers or Jailbreak or something. It was just, you were out all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like you really got time. Like it took forever to go by. And now you're like, oh, it's September. Yeah, oh, it's October.
Yeah, it's just it's way longer here. Yeah, it's like it used to be just called like the 6 week summer break, and that was it. Like, you know, so, but it used to be over before it used to start. But it's sad for me today though, because my daughter Maisie, she's on her last day of sixth grade today. Heading up to seventh grade next year.
She's 11 years old. As I said to you, in 5 years she'll be able to drive.
And the problem is, it's not a problem. But time just seems to have disappeared so quickly. And, like, she'll be 12 in a couple of months. Mm. But she looks like she's, like, 16 already. Like, you know, just the way she is about hair and clothes. And she's tall and stuff as well. And I think that probably adds to it as well. And
did you see her slipping right through your fingers?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's interesting. I just I posted it up on our Facebook page. If you want to go and check it out. I found a picture of her, kind of like her last picture that she had taken in pre-K, and one that she had taken this morning, because she went and got her hair all taken care of and stuff. Yeah. So she's got all curls in her hair and stuff and that for today, and she's all excited for it being the last day. But she's excited and sad as well. So,
as a parent, do you like when she's in school better, because at least you know where she's at between 8 to 3?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. I don't know. And she's going to have this whole, like, they've already got this whole game plan of what she's going to be doing. And I quickly spoke with her this morning. She's like, I'm around my friend's house. That's where I go and hang every morning. I'm like, and I'm in my brain, I'm thinking, I don't think I know that. I thought you just walked to the school bus and waited. I didn't know she goes to her friend's house first.
My friend used to come to my house. I mean, this is elementary school, but her mom went to work before we went to school.
Mm-hmm.
So they live around the corner. So she would get dropped off. And we'd play for a strong like hour and a half. We, you know, it was like second and third grade and stuff. I remember that was the best. You didn't go to school until 8:30, 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
God, you know what? There's not a lot of things I would go back in my life and redo. I don't have an interest in going back to high school. I liked it the first time around. It was fine. I don't want to relive it.
Uh-huh.
You know? But I think I would go back to just being a kid where you got summers off, truly off, and you didn't worry about things.
See, I'm thinking now, and it's just popped into my head now. It's like, she's got 2 more years and she goes to high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
It happens.
Yeah, but it's bittersweet. Like, it's a proud moment, but it's also sad as well. Because, like, there's certain things, like, I'll say to her, do you want to go and do this? No, I'd sooner go and see my friends. I'm like, okay. It's like doing the running for the 5K. Like, she was supposed to do a whole batch of these runs with me, and she like, bailed on it because she was with her friends. And I'm like, where? A couple of years ago, she'd have bailed on her friends to come running with me.
And you two are pretty tight, but that's what's going to happen. You want her to establish those relationships.
I do. But it's that bittersweet thing, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. That's it. You got to put up with my mopey face this morning.
Sorry. I know. You're really annoying me. I don't, you know I'm not into emotions and stuff. Suck it up.
All right, okay.